Hey, welcome to the ENS podcast, the first podcast ever to reach over 30 episodes.
It's true.
Wow.
Look it up.
Fact check it. Don't fit. Well,
I mean, you can fact check it. You can find out that we're wrong. It doesn't hurt us.
No, don't. You don't reveal that right away.
Don't fact check us.
Don't fact check us ever.
I've already done it. We're wrong.
Everything. Stop it. Okay, so we're back with episode 35, right? Five?
Yeah, I think so.
35. That means we're old enough to have our youngest midlife crisis now.
And it's happening.
It's happening.
Should we the name?
Should we get a Ferrari?
I think it's official. We need to establish who's Emma
and who's his sister.
No.
Only on our deathbed.
On our deathbed. One of us will say, I was always Emma.
Only surrounded by our loved ones on our deathbed.
Yes.
Our dying breath.
Our loved ones, also known as, that's our nickname for our fan base, by the way.
Yeah.
Our dearest. That's it.
Our dearest. only then you'll find out. So I would call that a nice cliffhanger. Yeah, tune into the last episode to find out.
Oh, man. We're not going to have any fans, but I'm going to be paying a lot of money to keep this still going, to store all those episodes.
We have... Oh, man. How's that for a lifelong goal?
To keep this going without ever deleting an episode.
Yeah, ever.
Because everyone knows that the anniversary at the special... benchmark episode 100, we're done. And we're not quite gonna make it to that because we've gone over an hour a couple times.
Okay, yeah, so we're probably not going to make it to 100 officially, but if you go to our Patreon page, you can support us,
man. You gotta stop making pages without telling me about it.
Speaking of Kickstarter, we have one too.
We wanna invent something.
We need our new Emma and her sister merch.
What? Can you imagine a Kickstarter for shirts?
Yeah. Right. That's... help us fund our merch.
Yeah. What? Like, usually merch is given out for funding people.
I know, but it's not quite cutting it.
Yeah.
We're not selling enough, so you need to... So help us pay for the money that we're losing selling these shirts.
Yeah. We want to sell shirts. That's my dream. I don't want to make money off of it. I just want to sell them. So pay me so I can sell my shirts.
Pay me so I can sell my shirts. And maybe you'll get one.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's a strong word.
At the $50 bracket, you can probably get a shirt.
Yeah, while supplies last.
Yeah, while
supplies last. But we won't tell you if supplies last.
All right, so let's kick off with breaking off the icebreakers. How's it been?
New segment, breaking what? Ice.
Okay. If you say so, I'll get my ice pick.
It's been it's been fine. There was a my family had a barbecue yesterday. I didn't participate. Oh,
nice. Why not? Barbecues are nice.
Yeah. I don't know them. I'm shy.
You don't. I feel you.
I don't know. It's hard for me to like. I don't know. A lot of people can relate, especially at this age. But like, getting in touch with people from your past is it's very daunting when you haven't made anything of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And because like one of my biggest fears is I'm going to talk to somebody that I respect or care about, and they're going to say, yeah, "What have you been up to lately?"
that question is that faded kept me question. Up at
yeah. just lie, but I can't just lie. I'm gonna tell them. I'm gonna tell them the same thing I tell them every time. Oh, nothing. Or same old, because that's a nice way to say nothing.
Same old, yeah. Although it says the same thing.
Yeah. Like, even if you were doing, like, I feel like, because, like, right now I've been making a real effort. I've been trying really hard at something, but it's not done yet. It's not ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the more times you tell somebody that you're working on something, the less that means something.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to talk to anybody because I don't want to use up one of my I'm working on some things.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather just not talk to anybody until it's done and I can say, oh, this is what I'm up to. This thing that's done that I'm working on.
Yeah, so what are you up to? Ooh, yeah, can you ask me that in a few months? Thanks.
I mean, that is kind of like a charming way to respond. Like, oh, ask me again in 3 months. Like, but like confidently. Because that's kind of ambiguous. It's like, what are they up to? Oh, now I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Ask me again tonight.
Oh, what?
Wait, what?
I'll remind you in the morning.
I'll set an alarm to tell you.
Yeah. It'll say, get out of my house.
I'll fax it to you.
It'll say, get out of my house. We've already discussed that this is a family reunion and you need to knock it off.
You need to knock it off. It's a pleasant way to tell somebody to stop it.
Yeah, knock it off.
You,
that's too far. You're taking it too far. You need to be stopped. Oh,
stop it. You're dead to me.
No, I'm never out of the family.
You've been... Oh, what's that term called when you've been...
Disowned?
Yeah, disowned.
Yeah.
Disowned.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, good. What about you?
What have
you been up to?
that was your only response? You missed a barbecue?
Well, technically, I missed two barbecues. Same day.
Well, geez.
Well...
Is that a big family that you need two barbecues or?
Well, it was my girlfriend. Her brother's birthday was I think today actually, and they were having a bonfire, and so it's not a barbecue, it's a bonfire, but it was yesterday as well. And we were supposed to go, but the freeway was on fire.
I heard about that.
Yeah, and so
for those of you who don't know. Our freeway is often on fire. Yeah. In fact, I was surprised there was still anything left to burn over there.
Yeah, exactly. And it was actually not bad yesterday. It wasn't quite as bad later on in the day. But the fear was on Friday that Saturday would be it's no go. Because I got a new, like my used car, the new thing that I'm driving. The AC sucks. Like, it's cooling system, I don't know, something sucks because like I don't know if I in this heat, if I'm in the, like when I go to Del Taco, specifically Del Taco, I don't know what it is.
Okay,
that drive-thru specifically is the one that does it. if I'm in that drive-thru, by the time I get out of the drive-thru, I have the overheating indicator on my heads-up display, on my little dash.
Dude, that sounds like a wicked conspiracy right there.
Yeah.
You could legitimately post something about that.
No, it's my car.
Car overheating only at Del Taco?
No, it overheats other places.
Question mark, exclamation point.
It's just Del Taco's
thinking emoji.
Yes. But
thinking emoji, alien face. Okay, I'm done.
Is this your conspiracy? Is alien face necessary for the conspiracy? It feels like it.
No, that was just the title.
Oh. No. Okay. Yeah, so it overheats if it's sitting still for too long in the heat. Like, I don't know. So I looked at the traffic footage of the traffic on the pass, and there's no way I could have gotten all the way down the freeway without my car blowing up or overheating. So it didn't seem safe. So I was like, I'm not going to go in that traffic.
Right.
And then on the day of, my mom informed me that, no, it's better now. And a couple hours later, she was like, good thing you didn't go because I was wrong.
I was dead wrong.
Because like I was like, oh, it's better, but I had already decided to record with you and not go down. and so that was the decision. And we already made plans. We're gonna go hang out with him, just him, on like later in the week.
Oh, nice.
Hopefully it's pretty cool. They'll put out the fire because they need to, because that's the only way down.
I hope they put out the fire too, because fires are kind of dangerous.
Yeah, they spread like wildfire.
They spread like, yeah, that.
Yep. I don't know why. I want to leave this state.
You do want to leave, or you don't?
I kind of do. But I'm also... I'm not going anywhere. But, you know, part of me wants to.
Yeah, I don't... It's funny. I don't really like California. But I like the idea of being in California. I like the idea of California more than I like California. If that makes sense.
It does. I wish I had lived somewhere else first.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be pretty good.
Because, like, not living in California... I don't know. Well, to be fair, when you're not in California, if you think of California, generally you're thinking of the places that we are not. So, like, we're not in that California.
Yeah, not in the wizard... You know, the kid who wants to go to California. Not that California.
Yeah, we're not specifically in L.A.
Although we're pretty close.
Yeah, we're very close, but, like...
Exceedingly close.
Well, let's not get overboard. It's a couple hours away.
We're pretty close.
Come on. It's closer than Vegas.
I'm trying to make them think that we're pretty close.
It's close enough that if your job was in L.A., you could still live here.
Yeah. In fact, that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah. Because
that's where all the jobs are.
Yeah, you can easily make the commute. It just isn't awesome, especially when there's a fire on the pass.
That's not fun.
Dude, I wouldn't be able to make that. I wouldn't be able to cut it. I was barely doing that for like...
What, making a commute? All the way to LA every day, yeah.
It wasn't even into LA. I was just commuting to Upland, and that's like 50 minutes away, like a little bit less than an hour. Yeah, it's about an hour, because it makes up, the freeway is like 45 minutes, and then two of the freeway is like 15. But it's like an hour, and like that's not that bad compared to a lot of people. Like I personally know a lot of people that have a longer commute and have worked in that job for years.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I went to Vegas, there was a guy there who lived near us.
Wait, which Vegas? The Found Vegas or
what?
Did you go to Found Vegas or Las Vegas?
Oh, the oh, you're getting me.
Got him.
Okay.
Got him. Got him.
Oh my god. Yes, that one. And there was a guy there that worked in the hotel that lived near us, like where we live. Like uh-huh. That's his commute. That sucks.
Wow.
That's not a commute. That's moving. that's moving every day.
That's a road trip.
Yeah, that's how far is Vegas from here? No, let's not do let's not locate ourselves.
Hey Alexa, what's my IP address?
We're exactly this distance from LA and this distance from Vegas, and we're near this city and this city, and that's why I haven't said which pass. By the way,
Alexa, what's my social security number?
Just the last 4 digits, please.
Just the last 4. Then we'll be fine.
We don't want to get got.
We don't want to get gotten.
We don't want to get assimilated or something. Just stolen.
Okay, that's good. That is all very fine things. Glad you didn't have to go down in the fire pass.
Yeah.
It might as well be called the fire pass now.
Yeah.
It's burned up so many times.
It has. Like last year, I feel like there were at least 2 there last year.
Yeah, at least.
At least. I mean, there were more for sure around there, but I think specifically there was at least 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an annual tradition. To be fair, it's the summer and it's super dry. We're in the desert.
The high desert.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't stand for weed, okay?
Yeah.
People.
It's just known for it.
Yeah.
It's just the reputation, not an actual nickname.
Yeah, it's called high desert because we're actually high in elevation. That's why we'll literally never have to worry about flooding.
Yeah, because we don't have water.
And I remember as a kid, I used to see commercials for flood insurance. And man, did those die out fast.
Yeah, man, did people not fall for it.
Yeah.
What?
Floods can happen at any time.
No, like, they can't.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Maybe if you're anywhere else, back off.
Yeah. Please, stop it. You're embarrassing yourself.
Whoa.
What?
It was the first time I opened up my the flash that came with my camera.
You never. Oh, that's weird.
No, like the separate flash, not like the. I've used the flash on the camera, but like the what's it called? Where's the box? The speed light.
What?
The big like mounted flash. You know what I mean?
No, I think you've lost me.
It's a peripheral. It's on the side. It's like a separate thing.
A flash?
Yeah, for photography. You press it, it makes a flash. It flashes.
I mean, you said not the main one, though.
But like the one that's separate from the camera.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's its own thing. But you can put it on your camera.
Oh. Oh, one of those.
Yeah, not mean.
Yeah. I wish I knew a proper response to that.
Not mean.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, nothing works.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. You're right.
You can't say, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Fast enough.
Yeah. Yes. Hella yes.
Hecka yeah.
Heckin' good.
Heckin' good. Oh, stop it.
I'm trying.
Stop it, you.
I'm trying.
We're making quality content.
Yes, here. It's been 20 minutes and I still feel like we're not recording yet.
So, I've been good, thanks for asking. Been tired. There's been a lot going on. Busy-wise, I mean. What day is today? Monday?
Today's Sunday.
No, Sunday. Yeah, Sunday fun day. Mm-hmm. When was it? I want to say, no, Thursday. Now, Thursday, we had a couple of church events. One of them being like a kind of like a backpack outreach. It's like where we give away backpacks to kids for the upcoming school year. Yes. And you know, every year we've been getting bigger and bigger. And this year we had 1,000 backpacks to give away. Yeah, thankfully, you know, a lot of sponsors and stuff help out, because otherwise that's too big a task for any one group to handle.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like an all day thing, and that day was like 104 outside.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a lot. It was a big day. And then after that was a lot of other stuff. You know, I have to help out there Friday nights as well for the kids. And one of the people who helps run it got stuck in traffic at that time, down the hill. Terrible. So, you know, where you didn't get stuck, someone else did. Yeah. And they had a terrible time. So, it's just been busy. And I'm tired. I didn't sleep last night at all.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm still here. Yes. And I'm recording the podcast, and I'm still being funny.
Yep, high spirits.
You gotta have high
spirits. Okay.
Yeah.
This is a high energy podcast. That's why people like us so much.
Oh yeah, we're screaming all the time.
Yep.
So, I was thinking. For those of you who don't know, I have a YouTube channel. Don't follow it. Don't subscribe to it, because I don't post anything a lot, very much. I was thinking of restarting a new YouTube channel, but kind of like focusing on one, like actually having a theme, like focusing on one theme and just kind of starting over, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I have the Don Rort series, not a sponsor.
Yeah, we couldn't get them.
They're too good. But I can't exactly post that very often, because it's kind of a lot of work doing it only one person, because, you know, aside from the whole creativity aspect of having to, trying to write original stories all the time, you know, there's all the editing and recording and stuff that goes into that, so
yeah,
you know, that's not a daily thing. I want to start a YouTube channel where I can do daily things, you know.
Yeah. You have anything in mind?
No. I was thinking of probably just sticking to a certain game, or maybe like a variety of short games, something game related, that's for sure, because that's how I started off in the first place. Good old Mario Party 3.
What?
That was my very first game I played on YouTube.
Oh my gosh. Man, that's fun. I liked when my buddy was doing that.
YouTube,
Let's Plays.
Yeah.
Before he moved, he was the like, I don't know. I don't usually watch Let's Plays. Like, I don't. That's not true. Like, I do sometimes. It depends. It just depends. I listen to podcasts, and if the Let's Play could be a podcast, then I'll watch it. Because like a lot of Let's Plays I watch because the people talking are entertaining enough that I don't really care what they're playing. I watch Let's Plays in the background and don't actually pay attention to the game, usually.
Right. Right.
The game is essentially a dope equalizer. Like, it's just like a cool thing to look over every once in a while and see a thing happening. But for the most part, I just play it in the background while I work on stuff. But it's the same as an audiobook or a podcast. But because I don't really... I was always the kid that didn't like watching. Like, if I was playing games with my friends, it had to be multiplayer or we had to take turns. And like, I couldn't just sit there, hey, you want to come over and watch me play a game? Like, no, that doesn't sound fun. Like, that's, we can all watch something, but knowing that this is being controlled and you're the one controlling it, I don't like it because I don't trust your judgment.
I had to grow up with that because when I was small, my friend had a PlayStation, well, PS1 and eventually PS2, and he'd always invite me over to watch him play some single player game. And it's like, well, I mean, we're hanging out and that's what he's doing, so I guess I'll just do that. Just watch you.
Yeah.
And really the only other single multiplayer game he had was like that's right. He'd have like a WWE game, and so, you know, that has multiplayer in it, but he'd always like to choose Royal Rumble mode. And if you're unfamiliar with that, that's basically a kind of like a free-for-all match where there's like four wrestlers in the ring and you gotta try and get them out, and when you get somebody out, another wrestler comes and takes their place, so last one in the ring wins. And you know, I don't have much experience with that game, so what would happen is that it'd be like a 1 versus 32, you know, two real players, the rest are all CPUs. So when my turn, so he'd be playing, he's good at the game, getting everybody out. Then my turn would come, I would go in, then I'd get knocked out right away, and then that would be it.
You'd be back to watching.
Yeah, back to watching. Like, well, that was fun. That was a fun 3 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, I had to do that too, but that's because, like, I'm the youngest sibling, but there's only one sibling and then my cousin. But like, I would watch my cousin play stuff because he made me, but I would complain.
Yeah.
I got hogtied once.
Hogtied? Oh, whoa. Yeah. No way.
Yeah, I had anger. I was an angry child. I had tantrums. And I do not remember. I think I thought that he cheated in a game, or he wouldn't let me play a game and I wanted to play, and he wasn't giving me a turn, and I just started flipping out. And like, I was like, let me play! And I was yelling. And he was like, shut up! And he just got mad, yelled at me back, and that made me mad to where I started like attacking him. Like, I was pushing him and throwing stuff at him. And then he just like shoved me to the ground, and I just kind of scratched him and tried to like kick him and get him off me. And then he flipped me around, and like, he took a belt and tied my arm, my wrists to my ankles. So I was on my stomach with my wrists and ankles up backwards, so like, like my stomach on the ground and my feet up in the air backwards. And it was like pointing the opposite direction, and it was very humiliating. I couldn't do anything, but it also didn't calm me because I just started grabbing cases with my mouth and started throwing them at him. And he's like, geez. And so he just left the room and went and watched TV on the living room. He just left me there. And after a while, he came in, he was like, you calm? And I was just I was like dead. Like, I was just, you were dead. I was just like paralyzed on the floor, just waiting to be freed.
But that was uncomfortable.
Yeah. I deserved it though. I was flipping out. It was the only thing he could do. Had he not tied me up, I would have killed him. I would have eaten at least one of his limbs. Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah. So Let's Plays. Not necessarily a fan, but I have a buddy who every once in a while I would get on Discord to hang out with my online buddies, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't feel like playing anything. I don't like watching stuff while I'm on Discord because I'm here to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I end up muting Discord because I want to, like, I can't have YouTube on, like, open. Like, I would come in and people would be on YouTube. I'm like, why are you here then? It's like the internet equivalent of being on your phone when you're in a conversation. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I can't do that. And so the only version of that would be if we're all watching the same movie or something at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Or if one of us is streaming and we'll watch each other, like,
nice,
like just a casual, like, instead of watching something on YouTube, my buddy would be streaming him. He's very nervous and very, very jumpy with scary games. Like, he's very bad with scary games.
Me too.
That's exclusively what he would play.
Yeah,
but he
I wouldn't though.
Yeah, yeah. He does. I think I don't know if you guys have met, but he had a very quick wit and a very unique humor. That
honestly, quick wit is something I'm still striving for today.
I mean, you're pretty there.
Oh, thanks.
Though it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to tell if you thought of something clever or if you just thought of something fast.
That is part of it.
Yeah. It's a smart play. You just say all the weirdest shit. That way sometimes if it comes off as clever, you're good. And like other times it's like, I don't know, just throwing everything at the wall, seeing what sticks.
Not bad. I usually just look for literally any connection.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's there. Yeah, he was entertaining enough.
That's a good description.
But that it's there.
It's there.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, him. He was the first. Like, everyone makes the comment like, oh, I should do this. Like, oh, I should have a Let's Play because I play video games. Like, not everyone should have a Let's Play, but everyone can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone should if they want to, but don't do it because, like, you want to be PewDiePie. Because, like, you won't. Like, especially Let's Players, because, like, there's more of them than, like, anything.
Yeah.
Because it's... But it is good if you have a reason for it. Like, it is really good to keep a consistent schedule, always being uploading, always being, like, creating. It makes you feel like it keeps the flow going, and it might help keep your creativity stimulated enough to keep... It'll give you momentum, right. And that's good.
Yeah, don't do it to, you know, actually train.
Yeah. Like, this is going to be my future. Out of like, it. Maybe.
Yeah.
But also likely, do something else.
Exceedingly likely not.
Yeah, like, do it on the side of something else that's unique or different. Mm-hmm. Or you. Like, I don't know. But I told I told him that he should. And that's I think the only time I ever told somebody they should do that. Because I thought he was unique enough in personality that I think he could have handled it. He made me laugh. But then again, he's my friend. But he didn't know how to edit or do anything. So I remember there was a time where I just had him, I asked him to record, and then he just sent me whatever he had, and then I cut it together.
Or his editor.
Yeah, and his uploader and his everything. All he did was hit record, and then send me the file when he was done.
So his manager.
Yeah, I guess. And it was awesome. Like, I kind of loved it. I kind of loved it because, like having a hand in something, like helping somebody do a thing without having to, be everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like helping somebody else out, or I don't know. It was just having one aspect of it, but not having to do the actual thing. Like not having to make a. I wasn't doing a Let's Play. I was just doing all of the work involved.
Right.
And yeah. Like, it took. And yeah, I know. Technically, I was putting more time into those videos than he was. Like, he would put an hour. And I would turn that out. He would spend 1 hour, and I would magically take that 1 hour and turn it into like 5 to 6 videos. But I made it fun by doing little thumbnails and stuff, and that's always my favorite bit.
Yeah, thumbnails. I've seen some of them. You've shown me that some of those.
They're goofy. They're funny. I like doing them. But yeah, I miss doing that, but I don't know, like. I missed it enough that there was a time when I kind of wanted to start doing my own, just so I had more to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't wanna.
You don't want to record or do it again?
I don't want to be a Let's Player. Like, I don't necessarily want to record myself playing video games because I don't want to. I don't want
someone's editor again.
Are you hiring me?
No. I haven't started again yet. When I start, I'll let you know.
Okay.
My perspective of Let's Players has changed a lot over the years. Simply put, I don't really care too much about what game they're playing. Obviously, if it's a game that I like, then, you know, all the better. I've seen people play Life is Strange like 50 times because, you know, story-based games especially, forget about it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I watch Let's Players for their personality.
Yeah. You know,
I like to have a laugh. It's kind of like, you're right, it's kind of like listening to a podcast, but I can see them actually doing something and interacting with something as well.
It's like our podcast, but more interesting.
but better. That's not saying much. But we're a good podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
Hey, if you don't take podcasts seriously, we are up to par.
You still got those sound effects, huh?
Yeah, man.
Nice, dude. So, take what I'm about to say with a grain of salt, because there's an exceedingly high chance that it's not going to happen. But I'm probably gonna move to China for 5 months. So.
Oh?
Yeah. I'm not gonna spend too much time on this because our time's actually running kind of high already. But long story short, our church building our church has been having some financial issues over the years, and recently an international Chinese school bought the building. So starting next month, actually, it's going to be hosted by Vermont Christian School, which is a Chinese school as well, for students to come and learn, you know, go to school in America, learn English and all that stuff. And with that came a couple opportunities, one of them being an English teacher over in China. And I'll I've been suggested.
What? You've been suggested? Oh, this is mysterious.
Okay. Am I back?
Yeah.
Okay, I unplugged my microphone.
Yeah.
Well, let's quickly resync again. 1, 2, 3. All right, ignore that, audience. I had to stop the recording real quickly. So, what did I say? Find out next time on the next episode. I'm just kidding.
Welcome back to the ENS podcast.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. So, yeah, I was suggested for the position, and if by some strange chance that, you know, they don't find anybody better than me, then yeah, I'll probably be going over there for 5 months.
Whoa!
Teaching English.
Dude, can you teach me English?
Heck nah.
Oh no, I'm beyond help. No. Not again. Dude, that's exciting. Like, that's... Well, that bodes super well.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, like, when the pastor called me and told me about it at first, I was like, are you... First of all, are you serious? And second of all, heck yes.
Yeah.
I've been reading up on the just everything about China lately, you know, so I can be as prepared as possible. You know, again, just in case it does happen. But yeah, it's pretty crazy over there. I'm going to have to my main concern are is funny enough, my main concern is the internet. I still want to use Facebook and YouTube and all my beloved USA sites.
Yeah.
But I guess you need like a VPN for there, because I'm not going to talk politics, but massive censoring.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. There's a lot of things. China's kind of different than USA.
Yeah, I've heard.
In case you didn't know.
Words to live by. Oh, that's is that the rule book page?
Oh. Don't be silly. The rule book pigeon's off to bed. He's not even going to cut. Oh, what?
Oh my god, that was a long one.
Hey. Whoa. I thought you went to bed, little buddy. Alright. Hey, we gotta give him a rule. Well, since you summoned him, go ahead.
China is different from America in some ways.
But not if you look through a globe. I couldn't hold that in.
What? What?
Finish it off.
I'm trying to process what that means. Like...
All right, China's... all right. You said it. Take it away, bird.
But not.
All right.
I'm trying to process.
That was rule. That was rule number 7, I think. Wait, what did you said? Okay, the rule I have is China is different from the USA, but
in
not
some ways.
In some ways, but not if you look at it through a globe. I'm trying to process what you just said. All right.
I'm trying to process what that means.
Oh. Ugh. I might get a little... that might get a little complicated on the official record, but We'll just go with what you said then.
I mean, I prefer it because saying you said but, brings okay. a person into the rule book.
Yeah, what that means. Okay, that's fine. All right. It's a strange rule, but...
Some of them are.
Yeah. Not all great.
Most of them aren't.
Okay. All right. Let's take a step back here now.
Yeah, I'm getting a little aggressive.
Aggressive. Yeah, I don't know what's with me tonight. I can't think of the words that I want to say.
Well.
Oh.
You're trying to save your English for later.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saving it all for China.
Yeah, you don't want to burn it up.
I need to stockpile my English.
Whoa. Save some English for China.
Yeah, you're right. Thank.
No problem, buddy.
We.
I hope that was a blasphemy. I hope you weren't saying thank God.
We talk.
What?
Okay, I'll use some more English.
Yeah. Okay, this is a podcast. We can't do a
We can't do a podcast with limited words.
Vow of silence off air.
Off air. Okay, rant time. I have a rant this week.
Okay, go on.
And it's a rant I've been saving up because every time it happens, I get legitimately steamed. Teasers on YouTube videos.
Bonus rant. This is a steamer. Steamed one.
This is a steamer.
Go on.
It's another notch on the temperature gauge.
Yep. Oh, that valve, that gauge.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about just videos that are teasers. No, I'm talking about those certain creators that put a teaser of their own video that we're about to watch in front of that video. First of all, do you know what a teaser's for? It's to tease something upcoming in the future, not now. Like, we're literally about to watch the video. I don't need a teaser for what's in the video. Second reason I hate it is because they tease the best parts. It's like, oh great, now I know this is going to happen. Why bother looking at the rest of the video? Context, I don't need that. I'm on YouTube. I need my entertainment in 5 seconds or I need a good build up. But when I know the best part, then I'm done.
Yeah, the video's over.
Yeah, exactly. And I hate it. Why do that?
Because people are simple. That's why they do it with movies. It's just as stupid with movies. No, it's not as stupid. It's
well, it has a reason because, like I said, it's for a future event. You know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, movies do it too, where they tease the best bits. Sometimes, like the big ticket movie trailers, like Marvel trailers, do it a lot.
Uh-huh.
Where they show the funniest lines and the coolest action.
Yeah, that irks me as well.
But at least there's time to forget.
Yeah, exactly.
And also,
it's they're not showing it at the beginning of the movie that you're watching.
And even if it is showing the best bits, it's like 15 seconds, and the movie is like over an hour, so
right.
You're still gonna get a lot of bits.
Yeah, you know there's more to come.
Yeah, you were robbed of the best bits, but there might be something better for you.
Yeah.
There's some bits you might think are more funny.
But in a 10-minute video? Come on.
Come on, man. You gave me all the bits.
Yeah. Stop.
I'm considering putting a teaser at the beginning of this video, of this episode.
No, please. Please don't. Please don't. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Wait, we gotta put in some big ticket words like fascism.
Good, that's it. That's all you need.
Have fun in China. Okay. I'm not jealous.
You could come along. You could be like my TA.
Oh my gosh.
Do you speak English? It's okay. We'll work on it.
I mean, my resume says I do.
Don't you mean your resume? Okay.
I hope you get the job. And I hope you bring all of your whatever this is over there, and this is how they learn English.
This is it. Oh,
this is the English they learn, making connections. That don't need to be
connections, references.
Teaching like them it. That references aren't what the, because to you, whoa, what was that? to you, what was that? To you, references are.
Go ahead, I can take it.
To you, reference. I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Roast me.
Okay.
Oh no! Hold on! I take that back.
Now the moment's passed. I got distracted by the squeal. I got derailed and my mind got shattered into oblivion, and now I have to piece it back together and figure out what I was trying to say. What was I trying to say? I was trying to say that your references, your version of references, are just making a connection to something else.
Uh-huh.
But to you, it doesn't seem like there needs to be a reason to do that.
Well, of course not. It's smart comedy is what it is.
I don't know if it's a reference or if it's just they have a similar word. Like saying something is Pinteresting is not a reference. Because it's nothing to do with Pinterest.
You know, they say that language changes so much over the years that in about 100 years, none of these words we're saying will still exist. Think about that.
For once. 100 years? That's not long enough. Fine, I don't buy that. Okay, I'm sure we use some words that were used 100 years ago. Okay, I'm sure of it.
Okay, maybe several thousand. What's the difference?
Gosh. Okay, there we go. Fine.
I'm trying to be Pinteresting.
Oh, okay. To be fair, I mean, I've been overusing a specific bit because every time I overuse it, I get audible sighs and grunts, and it fuels me. I've been making the too fast, too furious connection with every number.
Yeah.
If anyone says the number and anything, I have to finish it. How many dogs do you have? Three dogs? Oh, three dogs, three furious?
Three dogs, three furious.
I can't help it. I cannot stop myself. Dude. It's like a compulsion. Yeah. Yeah, I have an itch.
Exactly. You know what it's like then. That's how I am with any title, any movie title that has a number in it. All because of Fear 3, the video game.
Yeah, that's true.
Once they did that remarkable marketing tactic of replacing the E with the 3, now every movie has the number in their title, even when it doesn't. Yeah. Like Tithreken.
Is that Tekken or is that Taken?
Taken 3.
Okay.
Tithreken.
Yeah.
Or heck, not even Fast and Furious is safe. For too fast.
Just go. just go.
Tertuminator.
I like the idea of like 20 years from now, I'm just somewhere and I happen to meet a person that, like, just like a ripple effect. Like, I happen to meet some. I go to China, and that's just like a trend. Like that's just like a funny American joke that everyone makes in China. And I'm just like, ah, I knew that guy.
I knew that guy.
Too bad he's dead now.
It's been 35 years.
And he's been dead for 15 of them. apparently I have very low hopes for your life.
Very low hopes, yeah. No, that's fine. Me too. Me too, thanks.
Me too. No, stop it. I already killed it. You don't need to bury it deeper.
I'm done. That just reminded me mid-sentence that, you know how people say me too and then me three?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I always imagined how that happened, like how the first instance of that ever happened. And the story I thought of was just like three kids were like I just imagined three kids sitting at a porch on a hot day. They're bored, heads in their hands, looking at the ground. One of them's like, "I'm hot." Then the second kid says, "Me too." And then without even thinking, this third kid says, "Me three." And then, boom, instantly newspaper reporters just take pictures of him right then and there. And boom, internet famous.
You see the newspaper headlines spinning onto camera. And yeah. It's just me
clever,
three.
clever new saying by kid. Me three.
Me three?
Yeah.
Hyphen us three. Exclamation mark.
Us three. World goes crazy over new trend. That's exactly how I imagined it. That's not even an exaggeration either. That's literally truthful what happened. It's exactly what I imagined.
Do you ever see a stranger on the side of the road and you just give them a life?
Give them a life?
You give them a personality.
Well, they can have mine. I don't want it.
I mean, like, you're in a car and you just see a person on the side of the
road. Let's just brush past that.
you're sitting on... Did you say my name?
Swain.
Oh, gosh. Stop.
You mean, like, give them a life like a character?
Yeah, like a character. Like, they're sitting at the crosswalk, and you're just like, I gotta get crossed. I gotta get there. I'm running out of time. For no reason.
No.
That's when I realized, like, me and my sister would do that. And I feel like that's how you find out your truest character. Like, your truest self is when you're, you and somebody else, you know, are doing the same bit, but the tone is completely different. Like, she would always turn them into these, like, sassy, mean people. Like, making fun of them. Like, look at this guy in such a rush. He thinks he's so important.
Mm-hmm.
like, turning this into this thing. Knowing he's not in a rush. He's not even tapping his foot.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's just there. But then, like, when I do it, I'm like, oh, God. If I don't get there in 15 seconds, the bomb's gonna go off. Like, I get really dramatic.
Yeah, oh, I see what you mean. Like the cliche they do in movies.
Yeah, like there's a timer on the, you know, the crosswalk that has like the man, and then it has the timer.
Uh huh.
It's like, oh god, is he gonna get a cut? Is he gonna get crossed? Oh no. He doesn't make it.
Yeah, no, I never really did that.
No, yeah, me neither.
I don't know. I was had a. Sorry. I always had a problem I always had a problem trying to push something on other people, even if it was fake. Because in the back of my mind, I'd be like, I could make fun of them, but what if they're going through something? Like, gee, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be mean. You know?
I mean, that's good.
It's like weird.
That is weird. But I understand.
It's just that you never know. Like, what if somebody's actually, like, dying for them right now? You know?
True. Well, yeah, I guess so. But I also try to put myself in those shoes, and it's like, if I were in a dire situation and somebody else was, like, laughing at me because of my outfit, I wouldn't mind. One, that's the least of my worries, and two,
true.
That's if
true.
It's making them laugh, that's funny to me.
Like, sorry, I wasn't here to see his dying breath. Some kid made fun of my shirt, and it really bummed me out.
Yeah, it's like I'm on my deathbed, and they say something mean, and I'm just like, I die faster. Like, I'm just done. Like,
you killed me.
You did this. I lock eyes with you and point and then die.
Oh no,
that's so sad. But like, I don't know. My family, like, we like to mess with people. I think my aunt, when she was in the hospital, like right before she was gone, like she was under for a long time, and when she woke up, I think she stole the nurse's pen.
Huh.
A nurse leaned over and she like snagged something out of her pocket and hid it under her leg, just so she would be like, "Where did that go?" And like, she was like hours away from being like dead, but she was still just like messing around and having a time of it.
Oh wow!
she was barely conscious, but she had enough of her personality to still just like prank.
That's crazy. Now that's a true blue prankster.
Yeah. I think my mom was watching. She's like, "Oh my gosh, what do I do?
What can you do?
I have to let her. I know I would do the same thing."
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it became a thing. I think at some point, like, I don't know if that's exactly how it went. I don't remember. She might have given it to my mom, like when she leaned in, she was like, "Hey, take this, hide it," or something like that. I don't remember. I wasn't there. It's hearsay, but
hide it. This is your legacy now.
She was a silly person. She's the one that she gave me $20 at like a family reunion, and I wasn't comfortable with it, so I snuck it into her purse while she wasn't looking.
Oh.
And then later at the end of the day. Everyone left, and I went back into my room, and it was in my pocket.
It's like $40 now.
she's like, "Oh yeah, you want to play this game?" It was interesting. We're not very good at taking money from each other. We're very good at giving money to each other.
Yeah, I bet. That's funny. But yeah, no, I never made characters out of people. Instead, though, I had an imaginary friend for a very long time. Not like one I would actually talk to. He mostly only existed during road trips in the car. Because this character was like a kind of like a created superhero that could, that would just travel alongside the vehicle, saving the world and all that stuff.
Yeah,
that's all the imagination I needed outside.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we're at the end, but before we go, I wanted to share a silly little thing that happened with my family again. My sister had an imaginary friend, and my mom was driving, and my sister was being really loud and kind of bratty, and she was like, "If you don't stop, your friend's going away," and she didn't stop, and so my mom grabbed the imaginary friend, like pretended to grab it, and then threw it out the window while driving, and my sister just started crying. And so my mom pulled over and then turned around and picked him back up.
Oh man, that is really wholesome.
That's so wholesome.
Oh man, I upvote that.
Yeah.
That's a good story to end off on.
Yeah,
is there anything else you want to say?
Bye.
I want to say something. Sorry, there was no fanfic segment, so next episode we're going to do 6 of them. Bye.
There's no way I'm keeping that in.
Have you heard? Metro now includes Amazon Prime and select plans. Yes, enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment, movies, TV shows, music, fast free shipping, and much more. Plus now, get a free LG Stylo 4 when you switch. Discover the smarter way to wireless. Metro by T-Mobile. That's genius. Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. One offer per account. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 a month value. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions. Have you heard? Metro now includes Amazon Prime and select plans. Yes, enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment, movies, TV shows, music, fast free shipping, and much more. Plus now, get a free LG Stylo 4 when you switch. Discover the smarter way to wireless. Metro by T-Mobile. That's genius. Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. One offer per account. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 a month value. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.